You're listening to the Saturday Morning with Jack Tame podcast from Newstalk ZB.
Our man in the garden is Rude Kleinfast. He is with us this morning. Kia ora, Rude.
Kia ora, Jack. Are you 95 yet?
I feel a bit like I'm 95 leaks. Sometimes. Yeah, that's true. You got to be careful when you're talking about a leak. You got to make sure that there's no confusion, don't you? When you're talking about how much of a leak. Yeah.
Not only that, it's just I have a lot of leaks or the occasional pee in the garden too.
Mm, oh gosh, yes. Give us some W2. Yeah, we've got broadcasting standards we have to adhere to here, Rude.
Hey, I love those standards.
Hey, we're talking NPK this morning. The old NPK for your fertilizers.
Yeah, but more so, we're actually talking more about, do we still need a lot of fertilizers in autumn time? And I've just been really thinking about what I've got in the garden. And if I look at it, you know, the N for nitrogen for the leaves and all that, the P potash for the roots, and the K is for flowers and fruits. Well, with our climate going the way it is at the moment, despite all that, we are getting into winter. And that means that plants are starting to slow down. They don't take that much up. They don't need that much, generally speaking. So that's just one thing I thought I'd say. Don't go over the top. As a matter of fact, if you grow, for instance, roses and you would give them a lot of nitrogen now, it'll suddenly start to make new leaves. And the moment you get a frost, those leaves will go around the corner. Boom, that's it.
Yeah, right.
So it's sometimes not that good to give it that much.
It can actually be counterproductive. Yeah.
Exactly. That's exactly it. So that's number one. Number two is, on the other hand, there are plants that are actually at the moment, for instance, becoming really interested in starting to set buds for the winter, such as Cymbidium orchids.
Oh, okay.
And because they quite often grow in nice and warmer conditions where the coolness is not that severe, if you like, it actually will need the nitrogen, or in this case, the potash, to make new flower buds. And so you've got to really think about which plants you're going to fertilize if you do. But I've got the best use of fertilizer, and that is to chuck it into my compost bin, to be quite honest.
Yeah.
And the reason for that is that fertilizer then helps the creepy crawlies, the bacteria, and all the other things in the compost bin to really give you good compost. And we tend to forget feeding the compost bin sometimes. So I thought, you know, I might as well put that up.
Nice.
But on the other hand, you know, when things go down with nitrogen, phosphate, and potash, you get these brilliant, of course, autumn colors. And I just thought I'd flag that, because this is going to be the time when things look really nice, especially with trees that are deciduous, you know?
Yeah, it is. It's a gorgeous time of the year, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So the yellow on a tree that's going yellow means the nitrogen is being taken up by the plants for next year.
Right.
So that's another reason not having to put nitrogen on. If you've got red leaves, that means that the phosphorus is being recycled inside the plant. It holds back to it before it drops the leaves. Mm. And the other colors, purple and orange, is for potassium. So that is a deficiency sign, which needs to be there if the plant is very clever and Dutch with keeping its nutrients to itself.
Yeah. Oh, nice.
There you go.
Yeah, very good.
Good, eh?
Yeah, very good. Hey, thank you.
No worries.
And like you say, just a little bit of prudency when it comes to fertilizer at this time of year. Nothing worse than having your roses flowering at the wrong time only for a frost to whip everything away. We will catch you again next week, Rude. Rude Kleinfast in the garden for us.
For more from Saturday Morning with Jack Tame, listen live to Newstalk ZB from 9 a.m. Saturday, or follow the podcast on iHeartRadio.